Hello everyone, welcome to where you would normally hear the Eastern Daily Press Formula One podcast. My name's Michael Bailey, a very happy 2015 to you all. Now, bit of explaining to do. It's a short podcast, so don't worry too much. But of course, I'm sure you would have been expecting, well, we're two races in. Sebastian Vettel has just won the Malaysian Grand Prix in the second race of this 2015 season. And you're probably thinking, well, we haven't had a podcast yet from the EDP F1 crew. Well, apologies for that, obviously, first off. Secondly, we are going to be back very soon indeed. I'm hoping around the Chinese Grand Prix. That is the aim. We've undergone a little bit of a transitional winter, if you like. Better transitionally than, say, Caterham, in that we do still exist. But maybe slightly more of the Manor Marussia version. We have had a name change. Where you used to look for EDP F1, you now want to be looking for the NR F1 podcast, which is handily referenced to our Norfolk roots by, of course, the use of the NR, as in a postcode. That's just so simple, isn't it? Genius. But yeah, that is it. The NR F1 podcast, where myself and the usual group of Formula One panelists that we get on this podcast will be going through each race from the viewpoint of a little Norfolk enclave into one of the great world sports, of course. So we'll be as usual, but it's just a few different handles. As I said, the podcast will be named NRF1. We have a new Twitter handle, which is @TheNRF1. And there's a website that we're currently working on at the moment. To be honest, it's probably not worth looking at the moment, but it's getting there. And that will be nrf1.uk. So that's exciting too. What else do we have? Well, the podcast is now going to be hosted on Acast as well as, and we will link to that from the usual places, of course, but you'll be able to listen to it there. You'll still be able to subscribe where you were subscribed anyway to the EDP F1 podcast. It'll all be in the same place. And hopefully we'll have a lot of the usual fun games, prediction leagues. Obviously, we are playing a bit of catch-up there, although I think Kyle has already got his predictions in. He got those in for the start of the 2015 season, bang, on time. So he probably has an advantage over everyone else this year. We'll be wanting all your tweets and opinions, of course. We'll be doing the predictions, as I said. We'll be doing our verdicts and rating the races and all the usual stuff and fun of games that we've done over the last three seasons, in fact. So this is the fourth season of the podcast, which will be kicking off very soon. The first time we did this, I think the first podcast we did was when Formula One reached Europe for the in Barcelona for the Spanish Grand Prix in 2012. So hopefully we'll be in before that in this season, which is good, because in a couple of years' time there probably won't be a European race left. So you know, we've got to get in there before all that happens. So, yeah, that's the up-to-dateness of everything. Hopefully, around China, certainly after China, that's the aim. If not before, we'll be with you with the podcast with the usual crew. As I said, NRF1, that is your new home of the podcast. Get in touch on Twitter, @TheNRF1, the website, nrf1.uk. And there is an email address as well, which is nrf1podcast@gmail.com. Literally, we've got everything covered here. So get in touch, have a listen. If you're new listeners, thank you. Welcome aboard. I promise you the next time you hear my voice will be to address some proper Formula One issues with the usual crew. And of course, if anyone listening wants to get involved with the podcast and come in, then you'll be more than welcome. This is Norfolk's very own Formula One hideout. And we like to see if anyone else wants to join us and if anyone else wants to have a listen. But everyone is welcome. Absolutely is welcome to enjoy the Formula One fun and games. Okay, well, this is Michael Bailey. I am signing off, and we will see you metaphorically in terms of podcasts very soon. In the meantime, thanks for listening.